Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener Wayne Bowman. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Hey. Yes, sir. Well, even though we are in the dead of winter, it is gardening terms, it's starting to pick up now.
We're knocking on the door. It's almost time to begin planting. In fact, if you haven't looked, most of the big box stores and the garden stores have their onions out. They're ready to go. In fact, they're ready to go in the ground.
Uh-huh. So it's time to plant onions.
Time to plant onions, and yes.
Any particular variety of onions that are best around here?
No.
Well, what do you plant?
I'm going to put in some super sweet, Texas super sweet.
Okay.
I'll put some red onions in, and I have some sweet onions that are going in. So I try to kind of tend towards the sweeter onions because I have a daughter that will throw things at me if I get a hot one.
So onions, definitely, it's time to go. You have a little, acronym or something there that tells us how to go about this.
You mean proper prior planning placement promotes prolific production?
I think that was it, yeah.
I practiced on that an hour.
Well, and nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to make up a good garden plan in order to make sure that you don't plant two things together that are not complementary. For instance, tomatoes and potatoes. You don't want to plant those two together. They're in the same family, and they'll draw the same kind of bugs.
Huh. I would not have thought of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess the fact is that even maybe perhaps just the fact that tomato and potato, that the words are similar, it's not a coincidence.
Yeah, and you don't want to plant something that needs a lot of sun right next to your corn. When the corn grows up, it's going to get shaded.
Mm.
You have to make sure you have enough daylight hours. Crop rotation. Make sure you don't plant things in the same spot year after year because that will draw pathogens. It'll get sick one year and you'll continue having it every year that way.
Even on a small scale, because of course we know farmers follow that advice, but even on a small gardening scale, that's true.
That is very true.
Interesting. Very true. Interesting. So plant sizes and growing time we want to take into account when we're deciding what we want to plant.
Yeah, you want to see. Make sure you get plants. Say, for instance, beets. Beets are going to be ready in about 60 to 90 days. So they'll be ready to go in the ground here in just a couple of weeks. The soil will be warm enough that they'll be able to germinate. They germinate around 50 degrees. In fact, there's a lot of things that germinate around 50 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So you can plant several crops of beets at the same time. Once the beets are done, get beans in there because you got plenty of time to grow beans, you know. So if you, but make sure you don't plant something that's going to be sitting right in the middle of the garden, and you won't be able to till around it or anything like that. You know, it'll get in the way.
Right. We're talking with Wayne Bowman, Hunt County Master Gardener. Now, the expected date of the last frost.
Oh, that varies a lot, and they the USDA TAMU. Neillsbury, the whole bunch of them have similar dates, somewhere between the middle and the end of March for the last date of frost. But that doesn't mean you can't plant before then, because don't forget that you're going to be putting the seed in the ground. It's going to take a week or so to germinate.
Mm-hmm.
And even if the plant does come up, little frost cloth over the top of it, and you'll protect it from getting burned.
Now, there are some, as you've already pointed out, onions. Good to put in now. We're not worried about the frost.
Onions, you can plant onions when it snows.
And you've mentioned there's something called coal crops, and those are most people think cabbage, broccoli, and the ever popular kale.
That's right. In fact, kale they say does even better after it's had a little frost on it. It changes the flavor of it. So I really don't know myself. You could ask my wife.
But so can those go in now?
Yeah, those can go in now.
Cabbage, broccoli, kale. Okay.
As long as the soil is warm enough. Now, right now it is. I've been out checking for my own garden.
About 50 degrees?
About 50 degrees for a lot of things. You'll notice, carrots, peas, potatoes, all of those will germinate at around 50 degrees. Now, that's not going to say they're going to grow real well if it's cool overhead. The air temperature is cooler. But they will begin to grow. And like I said, if you cover them up with frost cloth if it's going to get real cold and frost. Mm-hmm. That'll keep the leaves from getting burned.
And you can use a kitchen thermometer to test the soil.
Yeah, try not to use the one your wife uses on the chicken. But for $10 or so,
go ahead and spring for an extra
one. Yeah, stick that thing in the soil, and it will give you a good temperature. Get one that ranges from, you know, 0 to 200 degrees.
Okay, so we are now tomatoes, beans, corn, peppers. We're waiting for the soil to get warmer.
You're going to have to wait till the soil gets a lot warmer on that one. You're going to have to wait until it gets up around 70 degrees.
Mm-hmm. So we are concerned with frost and.
Well, frost and cold temperatures, yeah. They just won't germinate.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll lay in the ground, and if they lay in the ground and it gets wet, it'll rot.
Mm-hmm. And then we're almost out of time, but you have a tip for knowing if it's too wet to plant.
Yes. Of course, you know, the big thing around here, the blacklands, when it gets wet, it gets sloppy. And so you grab a hold of a handful of dirt, squeeze it nice and hard, and open your hand up. Of course, if it squishes out between your fingers, forget it. But if you can touch it or tap it with your finger, and it kind of crumbles a little bit, and you're dry enough to begin planting.
Very good. And I know there's a lot of stuff online from the Master Gardeners if people want to consult that.
Yes, we have a Facebook page, and we have web page.
A&M through AgriLife.
We're through AgriLife.
Right, good. Wayne, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Hey, good seeing you again, Doug.
Wayne Bowman, Hutt County Master Gardener. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.